As some of you might know, I met this young lady when she was 9 years old. I was a 17-year-old boy, my first little cowboy band, country western band. Her mama brought her to the show. She got up on the stage with us to sing. She didn't have been a benefit. And from that day on, God's been in control. That's all I can tell you. When God's in control, it takes years, but he's got the final word. Amen? Amen. Her mama taught her how to sing all these beautiful harmonies that she does, but she sings so beautiful on her own. And one of the songs that means a lot to her is a song her mama and the whole family, Brother Jerry, remember, Charlie Pride used to do on his Christmas album. When we like this, we're going to take it right back to Nashville with Charlie Pride. Serve him. He just opens doors up that no man else can. classic, a beautiful song. If you've never heard it before, I know you're going to love it. It goes way back to the Grand Ole Opry. The little lambs are standing there. And those of you who keep singing, because Arnie Wrinkles is in the house, and all y'all know Arnie, he got his own television show on every week, and we're not telling you if the camper's here. You better be on your best behavior. Because on January 8th, he turns 80 years old. prayer. This song you've never heard before, I hope. Unless you were here at the last Christmas concert we did part. This is one of our songs that we sang. This was originally a church song. We got everybody to tell people about Jesus. Our whole church is based on the Word of God. If Paul tells us to preach the Word, and we do that on Sunday. We have a lot of joy and laughter here. We have a lot of fun in church, and you're supposed to have fun because we're coming to His house, our Father's house. We've written a lot of songs. This one we changed for Christmas. We changed and rewrote a verse, but it's still a celebration, and it's still about Jesus. Here we go. Thank you. So God sees your giving. Here we go. First step. I want you to leave here with a special giver tonight. I want you to look for God. As we're singing these next few songs, I want you to think about forgiveness. I want you to think of forgiving those who have hurt you this year. Forgive those who owe you $20. Forgive those who have said a bad thing about you. Forgive them tonight before you leave. I know this is a pastor talking, but listen to what I'm saying. The Bible says when you give, it's given back. Amen? The Bible says you give, and I will give. So if you give forgiveness, you've cleared your whole spirit. You put that part of your brain, part of your heart, where God can say, okay, now you did that, now I have it. So you put God in a place where he has to do what his word says. So tonight, if you forgive somebody who's done something against you, God will pay you back and fill your heart with more than you carry with. Because before you forgave, you were walking around upset about it, you're mad about it, somebody owed me this, somebody said this about me, somebody did this. But if you say tonight, Lord, I forgive them. I'm going to forgive them tonight, and you open that place up, then you're in a place to receive a blessing. Amen? And I'll tell you what, the person that you forgive, the thing that you forgive, will know it. They will know it. They will absolutely know it. And they won't be able to say thank you enough. They'll know that you've done something bigger than what they did. Amen? And you did it unto God. So if you want to leave with a gift tonight, that would be a great gift to leave with. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Luke 2:10 says, then the angels said to them, do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. How many people?
All.
For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Hallelujah. It was truly a holy night.
Thank you.
One thing we do at the church is it's a free will offering church. We never take a collection on Sunday. We have a box there, and it says free will because we believe your giving is between you and God. God said, you give, be a cheerful giver. If anybody tonight would like to bless the church with an offering, that's between you and God. We're not taking one, we're not asking for one. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention, if you feel like you want to do that to bless the ministry, bless this church, we would love that very much, thank you. But we want you to come tonight for what you're coming for. We want to let you know that. This next song means a lot to me, one of my favorite all-time Dolly Parton songs. And if you go to the Grand Ole Opry, she's one of the people you can bring. I hope Dolly's here tonight. But this song tells a story about a gift that means more than something you bought in a store. Something made from the heart of David to the little girl. It meant more to her. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's the gift that we like to do, but to give that gift that touches the child's heart in a way that will change them for the rest of their lives. Something that they will remember. We've gotten gifts, I know we all have, but we've forgotten we received so many things. But there's always that special gift, and that's what this song is about. My bride's been singing.
We'll find you. Thank you.
What time?
10:30.
On Sunday? Tomorrow, too?
Sunday.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Let this joy tonight carry through the month. Let God handle the things we can't control. Let it give them to God. Enjoy each other. That's the love. God bless you. Thank you for making the run turn out. We are thankful.